Don't be afraid, your life will have an end. Be much more afraid, it will never have a beginning. Once a week, around the world, this is the Weekly Podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Well, hi everybody. Welcome back to the Weekly Podcast for 2013. Jonathan Doyle with you. For a whole new year, I've had a very good break. I probably had the longest holiday of my life. Karen and I and the kids, pretty much a month on the beach in different places. Got a lot of work done, did do a lot of reading, but just fantastic to have that kind of really long break. And I hope that you also got a little bit of time just to really unwind. We don't do that very well often. We're not particularly good at giving ourselves the kind of recharge that we need. But I got a truckload of good stuff for you this year. I'm really going to ramp the weekly podcast up. It's been really amazing just to see so many people from around the world subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with people. And I hope that you'll continue to do that. Just flip the links on, send a friend, just let as many people know about this great free service where I get to give you some great information, some motivation for the week ahead. I'm going to charge straight in. I was riding yesterday. I've joined the Shave Leg Brigade, as I think I mentioned last year. I cycle a lot, and I was listening to a great recording of a guy called Darren Sherlaw. Now, I'm going to a conference next week where Darren's been involved, and he gave a great little sort of insight into problem solving. He's an amazing guy. He actually represented his country in mathematics, and he sort of jokes about that at the start, and he's a fascinating guy that's worked with some of the, you know, the most amazing companies in the world, some of the biggest companies in the world. And he had some great insights. And the thing that I took away yesterday that I really wanted to share with you was just this. He said that basically, if you give your brain a problem, it's going to find a way to solve it. Now, we've got to be realistic here. Hopefully, you've got the capacities to solve the problem. Like, you know, if I gave my brain a problem, like I want to be able to slam dunk a basketball, well, you know, technically I could do that, but it would involve a trampoline. So to do it without one would be something beyond my capacity. So let's say that we're going to give our brain a problem that's ballpark within our capacities. Now, that's interesting in itself because I think a lot of the time we don't actually realize just how extraordinary our capacities really are. But let's just stick with this concept now that if you give your brain a problem, it's going to find a way to solve it. And then he gives a really good example. He says, look, if you wake up in the morning and you have 1 hour to get ready for work, how long does it take you? And the audience kind of laughs, and basically people say, well, you know, pretty much an hour. You have a coffee, you read the paper, you sort of head into the shower, you get some clothes organized, and bang, you know, you're ready to go in an hour. And then he says, what happens if you wake up, but you've got 15 minutes, and you've got a big meeting in the office, and or you know, you've got to get to school, or something important's happening, and you've got 15 minutes. I mean, basically, you just gave your brain a problem. The problem is what? How do I get ready in 15 minutes to get to work? And here's the thing. Your brain's going to solve that problem. You're going to not even really process it much at the time, but you're going to be doing so many little things that your brain is just scrambling. And hey, guess what? 15 minutes later, you're out the door. You're dressed, you're functional, it's working. So you see, you give your brain a problem, it'll find a way to solve it. I want to give you another example. If you're a parent, imagine that your child was really sick. And there was a certain operation that was going to fix it, and it was on the other side of the world, and you had to get $50,000 for, you know, for travel and for, you know, for accommodation and for doctors, friends. You know, I don't care what your situation is, you would find the money. If you had to walk down the main street of your town just with a sign begging people, you talk to business people, you'd run fundraising, you would get the money. So isn't that fascinating that the capacity to do extraordinary things is always there? We're often just not putting ourselves in the circumstances where we have to come up with great solutions, or we don't really believe that we can. So here's the next part of it. You know, why don't we solve the problems? You know, you talk to so many people and they go, you know, what would solve your problems? Everybody goes, $1 million. And well, it doesn't solve your problems because, you know, a whole bunch of millionaires are miserable. And, you know, we've got billionaires who obviously made $1 million and kept going. And a lot of people are like, well, could I just try that? Could I just try $1 million? I often say that. Friends, why don't we solve the problems? And I want to suggest that really it's a lack of motivation. It's a lack of reasons. We've got to find compelling reasons to solve the problems. So here's an example. If you're sitting on your couch And you're sitting there and your brain is going, you need to go and exercise, you need to go and train. You promised yourself that you would do, you know, a 30-minute run, or you go to the gym, and you're sitting there and your butt's sitting down on the couch and your butt's going, I ain't going anywhere, I'm sitting here. Because you don't really have a compelling reason. This part of your brain's going, well, you'll get fit and you'll be really happy. And your brain's going, yeah, but my butt's comfortable, I'm going to sit my butt here. But put it this way, all of a sudden, you smell burning and you realize your house is on fire. Well, then your butt comes to the party, doesn't it? Your butt's like, I now have a really compelling reason to leave the house. So the capacity to leave the house was always there, wasn't it? There just wasn't a compelling enough reason. So what we have to do is, you know, basically what we call leverage. You've got to get great compelling reasons to change behaviors. So it's basically, how do you get yourself to come to the party? Look, I think some of this is kind of inborn. You know, some of us just seem to, you know, what I call constant dissatisfaction. You know, it's an interesting way to live. You're always thinking, oh, I just want to do that. I just want to get there. I just want to change this. I like living that way. I think it's great to always be kind of moving yourself further down the line. But how do we get these compelling reasons? Well, you know, one of the best things is to journal, and I'm always talking about that. To give yourself 10 or 15 minutes once a day, or in a couple of times a week in a quiet space, to just map down what it is that you want to solve, what it is that you want to create, and write about it, and see it, and envision it, and, you know, use imagery, cut out things from magazines. Often in my office, I'll have pictures all around the place of something that means a lot to me that I'm working on. And sometimes the compelling reasons can be about other people. You know, you might have something that you really want to achieve, you know, for your kids, and something that you want to achieve in study or a career that you want to pursue. You know, whatever it is, sometimes it can be, but man, when I get there, these are the great things that I'll experience. And if you don't know what they are, if you haven't sort of written them down and really thought about them, then the motivation issue is going to be a constant problem. You know, I'm working on a major goal at the moment that I really want to knock off by June. It's something I'm very excited about, and it's something that affects me and my family, and it's something, you know, I have this kind of ability to see it, to go, I don't, you know, this is a big stretch. You know, I've talked about BHAGs, you know, BHAGS, BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals, things that are just like, man, your brain goes, no way we can do that. And it's a great way to live when you put some BHAGs in front of yourself. It's a great way to grow. So summary, friends, if you give your brain a problem, it's going to solve it, especially if it's a meaningful problem, especially if a problem that you can get leverage and compelling reasons for. So what you do from here, wherever you're listening to this, get out that journal, get out that diary, write down the compelling thing, the thing that you really would like to achieve. And this, honestly, after all these years, this is the difference between those of us who do great things and press on and want to make things happen, and those of us that kind of sit back and go, I wonder where all the years went. You got to take some action here. You got to know what it is that you want, and you've got to write it down and have compelling reasons, and you got to revisit that regularly and take small incremental steps to achieve it. There is no magic. There's no great magic to goal setting and personal development. I've been working at this stuff for many years, and I'm going to have so much more to share with you in the years to come. But the basics are there. What is it that you want? What does it look like? What's the payoff when you get there? What's the support and the systems that you'll need to achieve it? So that's the weekly podcast for this week. Exciting news. I'm working on a book at the moment. I'm working pretty hard on it, actually. I hope you appreciate that. I'm going to have a book coming out for you in probably a couple of months from now, and I think you're going to love it, and I'd love you to share this podcast with people. Crash tackle them on the street. Say subscribe to this podcast in iTunes, on this website, because I got so much stuff I'd love to share with you. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the weekly podcast. Post a comment here under the podcast. I'd love to get your feedback and your experience, and I'll be speaking with you live next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast, or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.